This is a quote by Martin Gardner. There are, and always have been, destructive pseudoscientific notions linked to race and religion. These are the most widespread and damaging. Hopefully, educated people can succeed in shedding light into these areas of prejudice and ignorance. For as Voltaire once said, men will commit atrocities as long as they believe absurdities. Although it isn't exactly fair or right, we represent more than just ourselves when we walk out. I'm black, I'm Christian, and I'm also a man. Those are three groups that I represent when I step out my house. Black people, Christianity, and men worldwide. It's bigger than me. The president of a country doesn't just represent himself. He represents the nation as a whole. If he messes up, people are going to look bad on the country he represents. People rarely place blame on the individual that's acting up. If one person acts up, then all people of that group are looked on with suspicion. If one person does it, then people will start assuming everybody does it. That's where many stereotypes come from, both racial and religious. One of my classes this past semester, we read this book called The Forging of Races. And the book basically talks about how people use the Bible to justify their hate and bigotry. Oftentimes, people come to scripture with their own preconceived notions about race and selectively choose verses that somewhat justify what they think. It's a clear abuse of the gospel. I want to bring it back to the quote from earlier. There are and always have been destructive pseudoscientific notions linked to race and religion. Understand that the concept of race and racism are fairly new. Before the only important identifiers you had were your name and where you came from, not your skin color. That is why when you look back in history, historical figures always had their name and where they came from. Ivan of Russia, Benedict of Nursa, Nero of Rome, so on and so forth. That's how it was. It wasn't until arguably the early 1700s that race was introduced. Yes, the empires of old were bigoted, xenophobic, and sexist, and egocentric, but racist? No, that is relatively new. Race has little to no structure to stand on. The only thing keeping the idea of a race afloat in our minds is our own feelings on the matter. It's only as real and as important as we make it. Is race a biological fact, or is it a social construct? A social construct so strong and so well integrated into society that we believe it to be fact. The idea of race is based off lies and pseudoscience. Humans share 99% of DNA, yet we focus on that 1% because it's the portion that makes us physically different. At this point in 2024, if you still have a hate boner for a certain race or religion, then you're purposely choosing not to change. It's like being in a burning building, closing your eyes and saying, "This isn't happening right now." Willful ignorance. I believe it takes more energy to hate than it does to love. Maybe love for some people is too strong of a word, but if you can't at least be tolerant, then there is clear psychiatric issues going on in your mind. Depending on your race, people are automatically going to assume your religion. If you're Middle Eastern or look like you're Middle Eastern, people are automatically going to assume that you're Muslim. And even if you aren't, that isn't going to change the way that people treat you. Fresh out of 9/11, you see how many Sikhs got attacked because they were mistaken for Muslims. I know some white passing Arab people that had to change their names to a more American one to avoid getting harassed. The world values whiteness. And anything that doesn't conform to that is hated. Another book I read this past semester was called Whiteness of a Different Color. And the book talks about how inconsistent and stupid the idea of whiteness and how everyone is obsessed with it. The logic behind who is and who isn't white is very wishy-washy. There was a period in time where Irish and Italian people weren't considered white because of their slightly darker skin tone and random facial features that weren't associated with white. Obviously, that isn't the case today, but you can see how stupid their reasoning was. Another example are Armenians. Despite Armenia being smack dab in the middle of Asia, they are still considered white. The reason why is because Armenia's main religion is Christianity, and people associate Christianity with being white because it's dubbed the white man's religion. Despite the fact that most of the Bible takes place in Africa, in Asia, people still consider it the white man's religion. Even though the only white people that were in it, aka the Romans, weren't painted in the best light. Don't get it twisted, God's for everybody. I'm just saying, how can you think Christianity is all about white folk when the Bible talks dirt on the white folk that are in it? But I digress. Race and religion, well, mostly race, is a smorgasbord of headaches and myth. I don't talk about my faith too often, not because I'm ashamed. Best believe me, I am far from ashamed. It's just, there's a time and place for everything. Race and religion is a very complex issue that will take more time and, most importantly, more qualified people to discuss. I can only talk about the Black Christian perspective because that's all I've ever been. But let me know what you think. And until next time, peace.